Hello, welcome to the Kieran with Tech Guy podcast. This is episode 2, and today it is a 3DS special. Yes. Now, I know we promised in the last episode we would have a review, but unfortunately we're going to have to delay that in episode due to the enormous 3DS news that has surfaced recently. The 3DS has been given a European launch date, March 25th, 2011. So, on March 25th, 2011, you are going to play 3DS United Kingdom. Also, for America, the launch date is 23rd of March. And for Japan, I think it's near the end of February. I'm not exactly sure what the Japan launch date is. The launch lineup is incredible. Street Fighter, Resident Evil, Mario Kart, Nintendogs. Seriously, it's just amazing. It's Nintendo's biggest launch lineup ever. This tops everything. I think the biggest launch lineup so far for a Nintendo console was about 10 games on launch, but Nintendo 3DS, they're promising 40 games on launch. And nearly 200 games a month after launch. Insane! Among those on launch are also Pilot Wings and Star Fox. I probably won't be getting Star Fox, to be honest, because I already own a Nintendo 64 version. But if you're new to the Star Fox series, then definitely get it. Also, the 3DS comes with built-in software. Built-in software includes augmented reality, which is where you place a card on the floor, and when your 3DS sees the card, it'll turn the card into, like, you know, a monster or something. Also included is a new feature called Spot Pass, where your 3DS will literally connect to other 3DSs and the internet without you even knowing. So basically, it can deliver updates, new characters, and exchange items with other 3DSs while you're not even touching it. So that's good. You know, it's like on Steam when you get updates, but except this time it happens without you even knowing. It happens when it's turned off. Nintendo has signed agreements with various free Wi-Fi providers, such as, in England, BT Fon, which means whenever you get within access of a BT hub, you'll be able to connect to internet for free, which is awesome. 3DS will also allow you to buy and download and watch 3D films. Nintendo has already signed up with Warner Brothers, DreamWorks, and Paramount, which means hopefully Avatar might be on the list. So let's hope James Cameron agrees. On the 3DS, you'll also be able to take 3D pictures, which should be hilarious. Also, a feature which I don't think anyone expected was that it has its own Mii feature. Just like the Nintendo Wii, you can create Miis. And what this does is that basically you take a picture of someone's face, and then using face recognition, it actually makes a Mii out of that. So face recognition for the win. I think the 3DS also comes with some built-in games or something. I've heard a rumour that there could be something like a 3D Flipnote Studio. I've heard a rumour about that going around on various forums. I think I heard it on the Newground forums, actually, but I can't remember where. I think what everyone else is actually really dying to know is, where can I get the 3DS first? Well, currently, it happened on the same day, but every single game provider is taking 3DS pre-orders. Game, Argos, Tesco even, I think Sainsbury's, but I think the cheapest option is Asda, because if you type in the code 150FF3DS, they'll actually give you £15 off. And with the Asda price guarantee, it means that you're guaranteed to get it 10% cheaper than anyone else. So go with Asda, they do it cheapest. 3DS. Okay, that's all I have time for today. 3DS special. 3DS, pure epic. Remember, United Kingdom gets it 25th of March. America gets it. America gets it on 23rd. And that's it. This is Kieran the Tech Guy signing off. Have a nice day.